John chapter 13. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Yeshua knew that his hour had come that he should depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And during supper, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Yeshua, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from Elohim, and was going to Elohim, rises from supper, laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then he comes to Simon Peter, and Peter says to him, "Master, do you wash my feet?" Yeshua answered and said to him, "What I do you do not now know, but you shall know hereafter." Peter says to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Yeshua answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter says to him, "Master, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Yeshua says to him, "He who is washed has no need save to wash his feet, but is wholly clean, and you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him, therefore he said, "You are not all clean." So after he had washed their feet, had taken his garments, and was set down again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me master and teacher, and you say well, for I am so. If I then, your master and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, the servant is not greater than his master, neither he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. I speak not of you all, I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, he who eats bread with me, has lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it comes, that when it has come to pass, you may believe that I am he. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who receives whomever I send, receives me, and he who receives me, receives him who sent me." When Yeshua had thus said, he was troubled in spirit, and testified and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, that one of you will betray me." Then the disciples looked at one another, doubting of whom he spoke. Now there was sitting beside Yeshua, one of his disciples whom Yeshua loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him, to ask who it should be of whom he spoke. He then sitting beside Yeshua, says to him, "Master, who is it?" Yeshua answered, "It is he to whom I shall give a piece of bread, when I have dipped it." And when he had dipped the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the piece of bread Satan entered into him. Then Yeshua said to him, "What you do, do quickly." Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spoke this to him. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Yeshua had said to him, "Buy those things that we have needed for the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. Then having received the piece of bread, he went out immediately, and it was night. Therefore when he had gone out, Yeshua said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and Elohim is glorified in him. If Elohim is glorified in him, Elohim will also glorify him in himself, and will immediately glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and, as I said to the Jews, where I go, you cannot come, so now I say to you. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this all men shall know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where do you go?" Yeshua answered him, "Where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterward." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake." Yeshua answered him, "Will you lay down your life for my sake? Truly, truly, I say to you, the cock will not crow, till you have denied me three times."